ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Just before we get started, a quick warning that in this episode, we will be discussing violence against women.
I remember on the day when the Bondi Junction attack happened, I was at a gig for my young son who was playing a Smashing Pumpkins guitar solo. And just after that, the news sort of flashed up on the screen. I was instantly catapulted back into the time when I, as a young mother, used to wheel him in his pram around Bondi Junction. It felt like a safe place. I just couldn't shake the sense of despair. I don't know. I just felt so sick that here we were again.
Louise Milligan is a reporter with the ABC's Four Corners program. After the Bondi attack, she, like so many other women, found the horror of it hard to comprehend. Since then, and with the death of yet another young woman, allegedly at the hands of a former partner this week, discussion about violence against women in Australia has been reignited. Today, Louise Milligan on the national conversation, her own encounters with threats of violence, and why men need to step up. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Louise, I know that a lot's been written about women and women's safety in light of the Bondi attack. And now, of course, we've had the killing of Molly Ticehurst. And I think it's fair to say that Australian women are feeling pretty unsettled right now.
Absolutely. I mean, here we were again, women being the victims of male violence. And, you know, male violence is something that typically happens more in the home, that is typically perpetrated by people that women know, but also in these sort of events where women are just going about their business on the street. And as someone who has covered these sorts of events for many, many years, and I've just written a novel about it as well, a random act of male violence, the point is that 95% of Australians who are victims of violence have a male perpetrator. And we seem to sort of miss this in the discussion.
And as the New South Wales Premier Chris Minns pointed out at a vigil near Bondi Beach, every woman has a right to feel safe in her community, has a right to feel safe pushing a pram around a shopping centre.
What we can say is that every Australian woman deserves to feel safe in her community. You have every right to live your life as you choose, free from fear and violence.
I think that that is a powerful thing for the Premier to say. A speech that I was really moved by was the eulogy by Elizabeth Young, whose daughter Jade Young, who was an architect and a mother of two, was one of the victims in the Bondi Junction attack. It was an incendiary eulogy, really. She said, "I would like you to listen. I want Australia to listen. I warn you that there are references to brutal facts." And I mean, some of the things that she said were very, very confronting, but I think they're worth hearing. "My youngest granddaughter, age 9, would have been skipping alongside Jade, chatting about this and that and nothing. I know because I've shopped with her many times. And then at 3:20-ish, Jade was attacked and killed outright in front of her daughter." She goes on to say, "Never again do I want to read the words tragic or tragedy associated with the perpetrator of the murder of my daughter. He came prepared. He had intention. He was a killer who slipped past Westfield security, making a shopping centre the most dangerous place on earth for Jade. I am fractured and angry. I'm exhausted and scared of the future. I want more than 5 minutes of disingenuous, anodyne words from politicians. I want more than 3 days of news coverage before something else made the headlines. And I think that's the thing. It's sort of like, you know, politicians and others in the community, when these tragic things happen, will make statements. But what actually changes? What changes in terms of violence against women perpetrated by men? And what changes in terms of the way that we are bringing up, you know, little boys and teenage boys to make them not do this?
Yeah, and what changes when it comes to men's violence? So let's rewind, Lou, 10 years, because, of course, we've been talking about this for a very long time, and a lot was being said 10 years ago when Luke Batty was killed by his father. Again, male violence.
I'll never forget that day. I was sent out to Tyab in southeast of Melbourne, and Luke had been killed by his father with a cricket bat. And, you know, as we often are as reporters, I had been asked to go and see if his mother, Rosie Batty, wanted to comment. And I just thought, what mother would be in a position to, you know, form sentences after that? But she did. She did.
I'm here right now because I know you have a job to do, and I want to tell everybody that family violence happens to everybody, no matter how nice your house is, how intelligent you are. It happens to anyone.
And by doing that, she changed the conversation, the national conversation on male violence. Of course, Rosie Batty went on to be Australian of the Year, and she has talked uphill and down dale, including on ABC Radio, about this issue of male violence. And she did actually talk about the Molly Ticehurst case. And one of the issues that's come up in relation to that is issues around bail laws. But she sort of said, you know, we can talk about these bail laws and so on, but it's sort of tinkering at the edges in a way.
You are only truly safe if the perpetrator decides no longer to be abusive and violent. And I'm really sorry, but tightening of the bail laws or adjusting that justice response doesn't necessarily mean you are safe.
She's been talking about this issue for 10 years, and it's still so hard to get people to take it seriously.
I meet women across Australia who've had to change their names, change their identity, move into state away from the family and communities, live anonymously in fear and always looking over the shoulder because they know he will never rest until he tracks them down.
The reports, Lou, are shocking that a woman is being violently killed every 4 days in Australia. It's a disgrace, isn't it? Katie Gallagher, the Minister for Women, says it's a national crisis.
You know, it's been a really tough year, you know, and this year's a tough year, but so was last year and the year before that. I mean, this is a crisis in this country, and women don't feel safe. You know, it's not safe to go out for a run, you know, you go shopping, you take action against violent perpetrators, you do all the right things, and we still have these cases.
And apart from all of those cases of women, which are the more typical ones, who are killed or harmed by men that they know, you know, if you think about the acts of mass violence that have stained the nation's memory, they are all perpetrated by men. You know, we had James Gargasoulis in Bourke Street Mall. the Lindt Cafe siege and the people that died and were, you know, injured in that, the Port Arthur massacre, the Hoddle Street massacre, Ivan Milat killing backpackers in Belanglo State Forest. And, you know, this is not about discussing the motives of the Bondi Junction killer, but the point is that the police commissioner has made it clear that he was going after women. The victims are almost all women. And what's up, not up for debate is that the script that he was playing out, as Elizabeth Young said so powerfully in her eulogy, was one of male violence.
Michaela Cronin, the Commissioner for Family and Sexual Violence, was speaking to David Spears on the Insiders podcast. She was really keen to point out, Lou, that we need generational change. She's really concerned about what young boys and men are seeing online.
We're seeing a generation of young men who've been exposed to pornography and misogyny online in ways that we've never seen before. I think that's an increased risk factor for the generation of young men that we are seeing.
More and more people are saying this is a man's issue. It's an issue for men, and men need to step up now.
Mm. And that is one of the things that I've sort of encountered in writing about this. So I wrote a piece on my LinkedIn page. It had hundreds of thousands of impressions. And then I was asked by the Saturday paper to write a piece about this based on my reporting and my experience of this issue. And I was quite shocked by some of the responses by men to this. At the most extreme, you know, I was called, I can't use the word on the ABC, but an ineffable man-hater by someone on social media. Some men keep jumping to these extreme responses, or even to the less extreme responses where it's like, oh, but what about? I mean, I've had death threats from men because of my journalism. I've had threats of violence. I've had to have security guards outside my house. I've had a situation where I came out of the ABC and a man started running after me. And I don't know, I'm sick of feeling afraid. And there are many wonderful men from all walks of life who are doing something that we used to call manning up. And what those men do is they don't look for excuses. What they do, and if it's to be solved, all men should do this, I would say, is they say, I'm sorry, what can I do to help? And every time a man does that, I don't know about you, Sam, but for me, and I think for so many women, it fills us with hope and it makes us feel heard and it makes us feel a little bit safer. Men need to step up. Men need to be the ones at the forefront of this conversation, because if they don't, the men who perpetrate this sort of violence will continue to get a leave pass. I think it's up to the blokes to do their bit now and to take the burden away from women.
Louise Milligan is an author and journalist with Four Corners. If you or someone you know needs help, contact the National Sexual Assault, Family and Domestic Violence Helpline on 1800 RESPECT or 1800 737 732. In an emergency, call 000. This episode was produced by Bridget Fitzgerald and Sam Dunn, with audio production by Anna John. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. ABC News Daily will be back again on Monday. Thanks for listening.